This podcast is proud to be part of the Blueberry Network. That's Blueberry with no E's .com.
Everclear Channel Communications. Listen or else.
The new book that's shocking the country. After 20 years, Shaggy of Scooby-Doo speaks out, disclosing the behind-the-scenes antics that could bring down the whole cartoon industry.
Like I tell you, like we weren't just solving mysteries in that mystery van, right, Scoob? Like we used to have a bumper sticker on the back that said, when this van's a-rockin', don't come a-knockin'. Like I gotta tell you, Velma and Daphne, lesbian city, carpet munchers, belly rubbin'. Yep, I know it's hard to believe. Scrappy-Doo, like the only reason like he got his job, he was pimpin' for Daphne. Like how about Fred? Like, how many guys do you know that wear a yellow scarf?
Hey.
Like, that's right. Scooby and I used to sit in the front of the mystery van and, like, do bong hits and, like, watch Velma and Daphne get it on. Like, why do you think we ate so much?
It's the new book, Scooby Dooby Doo.
Like, we would have got away with it had it not been for those damn kids.
On bookshelves across the country everywhere.
The UN Radio Show contains language that is deemed inappropriate for younger listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. Since the last goddamn time, I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is, that's up-tempo, and I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying.
On Radio Show.
Welcome to the third race at the Honeymoon Is Over Downs. They're at the gate, and they're off. Jumping out in the lead is Romance and Affection, with Domestic Bliss in close behind. It's Romance and Affection and Domestic Bliss. Here comes Marriage Vows, followed by Immediate Child. Romance and Affection falling off quickly. Mortgaged Up the Ass, overtaking Domestic Bliss. And here comes Nasty Attitude, followed by More Children and Drinking Heavily. Coming down the backstretch, Drinking Heavily, moving out in front of Mortgaged Up the Ass. But coming on strong on the outside is Credit in Shambles. It's Credit in Shambles, followed by I Don't Give a Shit. Nasty Attitude and Up Yours Keith. Up Yours Keith challenging for second, going into the clubhouse turn. Passing on the rail is I Don't Give a Shit taking the lead, followed by The Fucking House, You Cook Like Shit, and I Fucked Your Brother. Here they come spinning out of the turn. I Don't Give a Shit still in front. Up Yours Keith challenging for the lead. Up Yours Keith and I Don't Give a Shit neck and neck. And down the stretch they come. Up Yours Keith is pulling away from I Don't Give a Shit by a length. Coming on strong is I Am Outta Here, and passing the pack is The Fucking House. And at the wire, it's Up Yours Keith, The Fucking House, I Don't Give a Shit, and I Am Out of Here.
Get ready for another edition of the Radio Show. We are now on the air.
welcome to episode number 37 of the Un Radio Show. I'm Travis Goss. And tonight we have a couple of really cool people. Once again, we have Brian from the Out of Order Show. You can find him at OOOshow.com. Brian, welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Travis?
Hanging in there. You can tell my voice is still a little shoddy, but it's okay. And also we have this week DJ G from the G-Spot podcast. I think that's right.
And the G-Spot, that's me.
Yeah.
And we have somebody else that's with him.
Yeah, that's our co-producer, Carmen.
What's up?
How are you?
From the G-Spot, I'm the back-end guy. No pun intended.
In more ways than one.
Okay. All right. So as you can tell, first of all, I'm not sick. Not really bad. This is my throat. This is really dry. It's this dry weather we're now starting to get. We're heading into winter here next month, but now the dryness is starting to set in. But also, I've got another problem. I can't hear out of my left ear. So I'm going to the doctor tomorrow morning to find out what's going on. So if it is an ear infection, I hope it's something they could do to possibly get this thing taken care of, because I hate the thought of losing my hearing in my left ear.
An ear infection?
Ear infection, there you go.
How's the rest of that go? I'll come over and help you finger it out.
Oh.
Never stick anything smaller than your elbow in your ear.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's kind of strange, because I listen to my music, like, in my truck when I go to work, and then only thing I can hear is, like, stuff that's coming on the right side. I'm like, oh, fuck. Come on, work, damn you. So I'm dumping, like, peroxide, rubbing alcohol, and all that stuff. Just something to loosen the stuff, anything that's in my left ear. Try to get this cleared up, but nothing's working. So I'm like, fuck!
I'm telling you, man, it might be allergies.
I think it could be, too. You can get, these days you can get allergies just about any time of the year.
Yeah. I'm allergic to vagina year round.
I got hay fever, and I guess I'm also allergic to dust, but whatever it is, it's just, this is not good. If this doesn't get cleared up, I think this is permanent.
And well, that sucks for a podcaster.
Yeah, it does, really. I'll be the Brian Wilson of podcasting.
The Beethoven.
Oh, that too.
Yeah, but he was tone deaf.
Yeah, but I prefer Brian Wilson. I do.
Yeah, he's much cooler. And cuter.
Yeah.
If you don't mind me saying so.
No, go ahead. Hey, this podcast is designed for everybody to speak their minds. Be open and honest. That's what we're here for.
Brian, what's on your mind?
Well, I was muted off for a second there. I had my niece called me up.
Oh, your niece called you?
No, my niece.
Oh, your niece.
My niece.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's hard to explain to a six-year-old that you're in the middle of a podcast.
Yeah.
And there might be some foul language involved. Yeah.
Well, she's used to that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, how old's your niece?
Six.
Oh, my God.
Probably like 6 1/4 or so. Yeah, you can't forget the quarters and halves are very important
for
that age. Yeah.
They are when you get over 50, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 27 and 2 weeks old. Yes.
Oh, yeah, how'd your birthday go for you, Travis?
It sucked. It really was bad. Oh, my God. Okay, explain this in the yet-to-be-released episode of the Un Radio Show called Un Live. I haven't posted it yet, but I'm going to soon, I assure you. My birthday was really, really shitty. Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, nobody is saying happy birthday to me, which that alone is okay. I fucking hate that song. I don't like being sung to. But My birthday cake. This was the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. Okay, first of all, I like homemade birthday cakes. It's cool. Shows a lot of love and all that stuff. But I'm 27 years old, and guess what my mom put on the birthday cake?
A naked woman peeing?
I wish. That would have been a lot better than what I had.
Oh, don't tell me it's Sesame Street.
It's close. SpongeBob SquarePants decorations. Nice. And Patrick Starfish all over the cake.
Nice.
So like,
that's cool.
Yeah, but the thing is like, Mom, I appreciate the thought, but I'm 27, all right? I love the cartoon, but I don't want it on the cake. Come on.
Would you wear it at boxer shorts of SpongeBob SquarePants?
I had some. That was years ago.
I'm actually a little annoyed at SpongeBob. I don't watch him regularly, but I saw an episode recently where he said, if you rub two pickles together, they make a squeaky sound. And oh, I've tried every way of rubbing two pickles together, and they do not make a squeaky sound.
That's the episode where SpongeBob comes up with these colored Krabby Patties.
Yeah, yeah. What were they called? They weren't called Krabby Patties, though. They were,
Pretty Patties.
Pretty Patties, yes.
Pretty Patties.
In rainbow colors. I don't know why anyone thinks that SpongeBob is gay. He was selling rainbow
meat.
He's
a man child. Think about it.
He was selling rainbow meat and rubbing pickles together. Why would you think that's gay?
Plus, look at that.
He does live in a pineapple.
That's true.
We live in a pineapple.
Under the sea.
Yeah.
And he's absorbent, yellow, and porous, is he?
Yeah.
And yes, I go for the nautical nonsenses, whatever that is.
So does he, that make him Asian?
Little, yellow, different.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready, Gary. I'm ready.
Gary. Yeah, that'd be Letty. Letty.
I'm Letty, Gary. I'm Letty. Oh, God.
Oh, there go the Asian listeners.
Oh, yeah. They know we're just having fun with them.
Well, at least maybe they'll send you some hate mail.
It's, yeah. Well, it'd be great because I don't get any emails anyways.
There you go.
So
go
at the time,
for the hate
I wonder
mail.
Why I'm even doing this show because I don't have any feedback from anybody.
Hey, your phone number didn't work when I tried it the other day.
I know. I got you.
That might be part of not having... not being able to get feedback. It's always handy if people can call the number that you give them.
I know, yeah. I know. But even when I had the phone number and still nobody really called. The previous phone number we had, Marta was the only one who called because
nice.
She sent messages about how her son was skateboarding at this one skate park and she was bored. So, anyways. Hey, you guys up for some news? You want to do that?
Yeah, I'm ready. Bring it on.
All right. In Sin City, Vegas, erotic dancers must keep distance. Hence, according to Reuters from San Francisco, a court has upheld a Las Vegas City regulation barring erotic dancers from raunchy physical contact with their customers. In a ruling that runs counter to the gambling city's sinful reputation. Nevada's Supreme Court on Thursday reversed two lower court rulings that found the regulation improperly curtailed expressive conduct protected by the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment. Hang on a second. The High Court judges said that even if the Constitution Amendment did apply, its protection was not absolute, and added the city measure helps curtail prostitution, sexually transmitted diseases, drug offenses, and criminal activity. The city.
Well, if you're fucking a prostitute, you deserve to get a sexually transmitted disease.
Oh, I bet. Anyways,
I mean, how dumb can you be, really?
Yeah, truly. The city rule bars dancers from physical contact of a sexual nature with customers. The decision echoes a ruling by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals last year that backed a California city regulation requiring at least 2 feet distance between erotic dancers and the audience.
2 feet?
That's ridiculous.
At least
2 feet? That's ridiculous. Yeah, that's totally ridiculous.
That's ridiculous, even. Not ridiculous because it's 2 feet. Everyone knows that a lap dance isn't meant as a sexual, what did you call it? Sexual.
Yeah, there's nothing sexual about a lap dance at all.
It's to keep the strippers warm. They're freaking naked.
Yeah.
They're cold.
There's a little bit more here. Voters in Seattle took a different view this week, rejecting a measure on Tuesday that would require erotic dancers to stay at least 4 feet away from patrons. So that was rejected.
Yeah.
A midget distance, huh?
4 feet? I mean, you're going to have to, like, wear your glasses. And you can't wear glasses to a strip club because they'll get all, like, smeary when they rape their titties on your face. Come on.
Smeary?
Yeah, because they're all, like, lubed up with stuff. You know, they got all the
I know what kind of stuff
smell good cream.
All right.
I think they use the warming lotion. Come on, because it's cold in there. They're naked.
KY warming lotions. All right, someone's gonna have to read these stories because I think my voice is starting to go for some reason. So, this one, somebody just take it.
All right. This sounds like a story for me. Okay. Carmen, you can go ahead and read because you sound better than I do.
I do? Okay. Two Canada professors win right to toke up at work. Right on. Toronto. The use of medical marijuana has given two Toronto professors the right to something that many students could only dream of. Access to specially ventilated rooms where they can indulge in peace. The two, at the esteemed University of Toronto and at York University to the north of the city, suffer from chronic medical conditions that some doctors can say can be eased by smoking marijuana.
Mm.
Yes, stress.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're among nearly 1,500 Canadians who have won the right to use the drug for health reasons. Using human rights legislation, the two petitioned their employers for the right to light up in the workplace. They faced a legal struggle, but the universities eventually agreed.
I want to work with these people for the contact eye alone.
Yeah. Without the medication, I am disabled and not able to carry out meaningful and valuable productive work, said York University criminology professor Brian McLean, who suffers from a severe form of degenerative arthritis.
Degenerative arthritis?
Yeah. It helps me to maintain my mobility as a physical problem, but it also helps me to keep the pain at a distance so I can focus on my work, McLean told Reuters.
I guess.
McLean's 3-month battle to persuade York University to provide a light-up room, finally obtained this month, is short in comparison to University of Toronto philosophy professor Doug Hutchinson's year-long struggle. It took Professor McLean a season, three full months, to get a similar accommodation, and I believe that in Canada now, we should hope that the next person who gets the accommodation should not take more than a month, Hutchinson told Reuters. McLean says the 3-month response time from the university put him in a vulnerable position both medically and professionally, as he smoked joints on the edge of campus and thus on the edge of the law.
Ooh, on the edge of campus and the edge of the law. That sounds like a promo for like a Chuck Norris movie.
He now uses a special vaporizer that he says allows him to absorb the medical components of marijuana without the residues that come from... That's awesome!
What?
So he's got a bong.
He's got a special bong.
A special bong.
I've heard about those.
Yeah, it's not even smoke, really.
It's not?
It's not really smoke.
What does it do? Just get out the TLC?
Something like that, yeah. It's
TLC?
It's a THC.
It's a lot healthier.
Yeah.
Why do you want to get out the tender love and care, man? Come on.
Well, here's more about Canada. Health Canada figures show that 1,492 people are authorized to possess marijuana for medical purposes in Canada, although it's not clear how the law on using the drug tallies with Ontario provincial legislation that bans smoking in the workplace. Canada, where laws on possession of marijuana are much less tough than those in the United States, has allowed the use of marijuana for medical purposes since 2001. The government grows the drug in an abandoned salt mine in Flin Flon, Manitoba, and here's a map quest to the location. And sells it to authorized users at Canadian $5, $4.40 US a gram.
That's all?
$5 a gram?
Oh,
yeah. For government grown weed?
Fuck, that's great.
That's grown in a cave where it's completely controlled environment?
That's a bargain. Wow, Flin Flon. Wow.
I'm moving to Canada now.
I'm at least going on a week's vacation.
Yeah.
I took the Canada admissions test or whatever it's called.
You did?
Yeah, there's a test you can take before moving to Canada to see if they'll accept you.
Accept you as what?
As a citizen.
Oh.
Yeah, the citizenship test. Well, basically, I guess that's what it was.
What if I want to be accepted as a gorilla?
What?
I don't know.
I have no response for that.
Is DJG saying that he's pretty hairy?
No, actually.
Are you a bear, DJG?
No, I'm not.
He just likes bananas.
Oh, he said where I could.
Is that what you were going to say, Travis?
Yes, for real. Oh, wow.
Yellow penis, bringing it all back to SpongeBob.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. Well, it's yellow, so there you go.
Police nab suspect in air conditioner.
Oh, is this another snooze story?
It could be related to the previous one.
Oh, okay.
If you're in an air conditioner, you might be smoking medical marijuana. Houston, a burglary suspect tried something very uncool, trying to hide in an air conditioning unit at a Houston shopping center on Monday. At first, officers who responded to the burglar alarm couldn't find anyone, but they later noticed the man atop the building and summoned a ladder truck. Officer John Dickerson said the suspect was nabbed inside an air conditioning unit. Copper wire was stripped from several other industrial AC units at the complex. Charges are pending.
So they're in there stealing wire. Copper's worth a pretty hefty price for just scrap copper. Yeah.
Yeah, I knew a guy who had the copper pipes taken from his house, and I think again 2 months later by a crackhead.
Wow.
Yeah.
Texas really needs to get it together down there. Like, they got some strange people in Texas.
Yeah, I just was pissed off that he called me a crackhead. Sexist Austrian urinals sold for £3,594.
Wow.
What could be more sexist than a urinal? Vienna. Four urinals shaped like a woman's lips. Okay. There you go. Were sold on eBay on Sunday for a total of €5,343, which is £3,594.
Which is what in American money?
Which... it means nothing to our listeners. After their owner removed them from a public toilet in Vienna following protests that they were sexist.
How so?
Well, they shouldn't have been in a public toilet, don't you?
I don't know. I think that would make me want to go to that place more often.
Stuff like that would be appropriate for strip clubs.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to install that in a public toilet, then the women's toilet should be look like a man's head.
Well, it says they were designed by Austrian artist Rudolf Scheffel for the Toilet Bar Vienna. What's that?
It's a classy joint right next to the National Opera. The urinals feature lips covered in red, orange, or blue lipstick, a bright red tongue, and gleaming white teeth.
A red tongue!
And blue lipstick. I like that one. I want the dead girl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The goth girl.
Yes!
Toilet.
Yes!
That you like that, don't you, Travis?
Oh, God, do I ever.
The urinals were in the toilets for 3 years, but raised an outcry in the run-up to Austria's October 1st parliamentary election when they were used by political party supporters attending rallies nearby.
Oh, Jesus!
Wow.
What's it say? Women's rights campaigners said the urinals were sexist and... what the hell is that word?
Misogynist.
Misogynist? Is that how you spell it?
Yeah.
It looks like a gynecological, like, kind of a gyny kind of word.
They said the urinals were sexist and misogynist.
Misogynist, there you go.
Misogynist.
the toilet's operator, Gerhard Newbold, said on eBay, they would be restored to their original condition before being delivered to their new owners.
Oh.
One of the two red-lipped urinals proved most seductive in the auction, raising 1,510 euros from Austria-based eBay user AbVO6. The other three went to another bidder in Austria, according to the eBay online auction website. Newhold told Australian tabloid newspapers Kronen Zeitung that the amount was at the lower end of the range of his expectations. He will donate a quarter to a charity.
Isn't that nice?
That means a quarter of the profits, and not just a quarter.
Not a quarter of the toilet.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll donate a quarter to charity.
Well, could you sit on a pair of lips, though, and take a good shit?
Haven't you?
That's another subject on another show.
Here's a urinal picture for you.
Are you sending me a urinal picture?
Click on the
Oh, this could be interesting. Let me load this up.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's now you're talking, great. Dude.
I actually have a really gross story about urinals that happened to me once. No, seriously. It's not that bad. I was at this bar in Philadelphia. It was called the 24th Ward. And I really had to take a piss because I had been drinking a lot. And so I go into the urinal, right? I go into the bathroom, right? The fucking urinals are in the middle of the floor, for one thing. And they're fucking facing each other. So you have to, like, walk up and take a piss. And it looks like you're pissing on someone that's standing directly right in front of you.
Nice.
No, not nice.
Oh, man, I'm looking at this picture. Look at the girl with the measuring tape. That is so awesome and horrible at the same time.
I used to, one place that I lived right above the toilet, I had a photograph of a bunch of nuns that were like grimacing at you like you did something bad.
Oh, geez.
I know my buddy's like, you should change that picture. It makes it creep up on me.
Just remind you that you're
welcome to the album artwork for this week's show. Give that a nice little girls peeking. There we go. All right. That was fun.
You always have the greatest news on your show, Travis.
Yes, yes, I do. I only get the best, or in this case, the worst.
The best of the worst.
Yes. It gives
the best
show
last-minute news ever. Shit, come on.
It just shows how bad this world is when we got some of the most idiotic people becoming part of the news.
Or how cool Canada is.
Oh, Canada's always awesome. We love Canada. You guys got it all, man. Except for TV. That's where you're kind of lacking there.
TV?
Yeah.
What do you mean they're lacking in TV? Well, as long as you've got an internet connection, you don't have to worry about it.
Oh, that's true, too.
Like, I haven't had freaking cable for a long time now. And, like, most anything that I'm interested in watching, I can either watch streaming online now off of one of the big networks, or I can just BitTorrent it.
There you go.
And delete it as soon as I'm done, you know?
But, yeah. That kind of, because that really eats up the storage.
Oh, I've got a monster hard drive, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, cool. but they're like the only good show that I've seen come out of Canada, even though they've pretty much called it quits, was the Red Green Show. That was really cool.
You like the Red Green Show?
I loved it. It was so cool.
I'd rather watch Upstairs Downstairs than watch the Red Green Show.
I haven't seen Upstairs Downstairs.
Kids in the Hall, man. SCTV.
Yeah, oh, Kids in the Hall. It was fucking awesome.
That was awesome. And the movie that they had, too, Brain Candy.
What
that was
a
that was
Brain
good.
Brain Candy.
Brain Candy. Yeah. That was good.
That's because good they all get medical marijuana.
Yeah.
They didn't have medical marijuana back then. They probably had
the illegal variety.
The illegal variety of marijuana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're not condoning drug use in any way, folks.
Oh no, radio no,
show.
Not
the
us.
Radio show does not condone controlled substances or illicit drug use.
The G spot does, however.
We encourage it, nevertheless.
Hey, honestly, I mean, I think I would rather ride in a car with somebody who just smoked a doob a while back than ride in a car with somebody who just smoked a doob. My dad says, "Did you smoke a doober? Did you just have a doober?"
That sounds Canadian.
Did you just have a doober?
Did you smoke a doober, eh?
Did you just have a doober, eh?
Oh,
would you rather ride with somebody who just smoked a joint or smoked a couple bowls or somebody who just sat and did three shots of Jaeger?
Oh, I would always ride in a car with someone that smoked weed before any other drug. Or alcohol. Which is
alcohol is a drug, yeah. A very addictive drug.
Have you been in drug rehab?
No.
Oh, that's what they teach you there.
Hmm.
They teach you what?
AA kids to ride in cars? Than you.
Well, I gotta be honest with everybody here. I'd love to actually try pot. I've never done it before, and I want to try it.
You've never done it?
Never.
You've never smoked dope before?
Never.
You went to college? You went to college and you didn't smoke dope?
I went to a community college, man. Jeez.
All the more reason why you needed to smoke dope.
Don't put your mouth right up to the microphone.
Oh, God. I'm in the fucking class. Come on.
Travis. You gotta get out there and live life a little bit.
Yeah.
I know.
Don't expect it to work the first time.
No, expect to hate it the first time.
It'll clear up the ear infection.
Everybody I know who smoked dope the first time, including myself, it was not a good experience.
Cause I wanna see a couple movies stoned.
Like The Wizard of Oz with Pink Floyd playing?
Yes.
No. Because I understand that. No, but
Harold and Kumar go to White Castle.
Oh,
do you watch Harold and Kumar go to White Castle sober?
That didn't make.
Yeah, I watched it sober. Hey, no, but I lose it. I always lose it in the one scene when they do the thing about the battleships. I always lose it right there.
Which scene? Well, I haven't seen that in a while.
It's where the guys are running from these security officers in this one university campus, and they duck into the girls' restroom.
They get into
the urinal, then these two British girls go in and they start taking a shit. They start outdoing each other with the sounds.
Dude, and you can't mention that movie without giving props to Doogie Howser.
Oh, yeah, yes, totally.
Yeah.
Who just came out of the closet, too, I might add.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You mean you didn't hear?
No.
Doogie Howser is you know,
what's his real name?
A butt pirate.
He has a real name.
Neil Patrick Harris.
There you go.
There you have
it. It's all about the Neil Patrick Harris, yeah.
He played himself. Although he wasn't out in the movie. But he was on ecstasy like many of our drag queens.
Like every drag queen across the United States.
Oh man.
He wasn't even carrying bottled water with him. Shit.
Man, somebody should have been on Will and Grace. He would have been perfect.
Yeah.
But anyways, no, I did not know that. And it was also a great shock to me when I found out that Lance Bass was gay.
Oh, shut up.
You couldn't tell?
Hey, now that was one guy who...
You have, like, no gaydar, do you? You have no gaydar. None.
Nah, I wasn't equipped with gaydar. Sorry.
No. You went to church too much. Too much.
Yeah.
And he never smoked pot either. They're
yeah.
Pot will open
I'm a
your
loser,
eyes.
Baby.
It's a gateway drug to gaydar.
Yeah, I never experienced life, I suppose, because I would have loved to have actually gotten stoned. I've been drunk before, but I fucking hated it. Let's see. What else would I have liked to have done? I'm sure there's a laundry list of things I would have done, but
yeah. Can't really think what of you need right to now. Do after you're done recording this show is like go out and find yourself like a good fag hag that can like teach you about Gator and get you high. That's what you need.
Yeah, lots of fag hags get high.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So like you need to go find yourself a good fag hag because she can be a good friend and she's not going to be in love with you because you're straight.
Yeah.
And because she can only be in love with somebody that she can't have. That's right, like right. Part
oh, wait,
of
okay.
The whole
here's,
thing.
Here's the thing. I actually have someone like that in my life. She's a really good friend of mine and she's got connections for dope.
And she has not done her job because A, your Gator doesn't work. And B, you've never gotten high.
Yeah, but she's got connections where she can get some dope, and she can teach me all things about Gator.
A good fag hag has dope on her at all times.
Yeah.
And she might have, like, a fifth in her purse.
Yeah, yes.
Oh,
and occasionally a vial of cocaine if she's going out.
Right, and, like, she's got, like, a doctor that writes her scripts for, Valium, or else her mom just gives her the stuff.
There you
because
go.
Because she needs it. Because she's got issues, which is another reason why you don't want to get involved with her, like, too seriously.
Are we just talking about Andrea now?
Oh, dude.
Oh, she's gonna love you.
I think about
one.
Her sometimes. I wish I lived where she lives in Arkansas. But, oh well.
You want to live in Arkansas?
Just hang out with her and all that good stuff.
Arkansas is dreamy.
Arkansas.
Travis, I think this is a whole new show for you. Travis tries drugs, and every day you try a different drug, or every week. You know,
man,
sometimes to recover.
This would be bigger than Dignation, I tell you.
Oh my God, let the whole world be privy to your descent into drug addiction.
Of course, you'd have to get somebody to record it, because you wouldn't be able to do it yourself.
Yeah, at least not for a while. You've got to, yeah, it's going to take you a while to, like, gain, like, decent motor skills, because
right.
You'll just, like, sit there and, like, fucking laugh at everything.
All right.
Hit record before you dose, and then just sit and wait.
There you go.
Yeah.
I want to end
get
up,
yourself
like...
a box of crayons. You know, what's that? And if you get markers, make sure they're the ones that wash off your skin.
Right. I would like to end up like that dude from Pink Floyd, The Wall, if you've seen that movie. That would
yes.
be pretty cool. That'd be awesome.
Something that, there's your goal now, Travis.
I want to be a sitting vegetable, just slowly going crazy. There you go. Perfect.
Don't believe what your parents told you about drugs. It's not true.
Yes, I will stop. This is like the reverse of an AA meeting or whatnot.
Well, then you can reverse it. Once you get too bad that you can't even podcast, then we have an intervention, a live intervention, filmed, video cast
video
for Travis. And then we start the Travis Gets Better podcast.
The Travis 12-step program.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, well, how about if we just do like an intervention of me trying to get high? How about that? We should do that.
I've actually known someone who can't get high. It just doesn't affect him. He's smoked and smoked and smoked. He spent a whole summer. His friend would smoke him up every day. He can't get high.
Huh.
I think he might be Canadian.
Sucks to be
him. Or it's his friend's just getting some really shitty weed.
Yeah.
I'm not high. I just got a headache.
I keep thinking about that movie, Up in Smoke. We've seen it. Everybody here has seen it.
Yeah.
Would it be amazing to have a joint that was that fucking huge, man. That would be cool as hell. But I wouldn't want to be dog... I don't want to be full of dog shit, though. That's disgusting.
No, definitely not.
Door, man.
It's
a joint that size just gets really messy is what happens. It just gets really messy.
It's Labrador,
man. Especially if you've got, like, something that's, like, halfway decent for weed. It'll just start getting all fucking super gooey. That's a pain in the ass killing me.
Yeah. What's Labrador? It's dog shit.
I'm smoking dog shit, man.
I wonder what Great Dane tastes like. Fucking love that movie. Oh, They were going to make a, a reunion movie?
Broadway musical?
Yeah, they were going to make a reunion movie, but I guess that fell through, so that sucks.
Should have just kind of shot it in Canada.
There you go. And use medicinal marijuana.
Cheech is making Chuck Norris money now.
Chuck Norris money?
Yeah, he's on Texas Ranger Dan. What the hell is
Walker,
that?
Walker, Texas Ranger, or whatever that show is?
You ever see that skit on Mad TV where they were like, Walker, Jimmy Walker. Texas Ranger.
And then they had Christopher Walken, Texas Ranger.
Oh my god.
I'd watch that.
I hear that, I think of that.
Yeah, but yeah, Cheech was on that TV show, Nash Bridges, with Don Johnson. That was okay. It wasn't the greatest.
That sucked. My mom watched that show.
I only caught just a couple episodes because I like Cheech Marin. I think he's a really funny guy, but...
Was I completely wrong? Did I have the wrong show?
Yeah,
you
did.
Cut that out, Travis.
You did. Cheech was never on Walker, Texas Ranger.
Cut that out. I can't sound like an idiot.
I'm sorry.
He was on Highlander, man. Highlander, yeah.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
Highlander, yeah. Awesome.
Fucking hey. Nope, not going to cut out that sting in the show. I'm sorry. We are uncut, uncensored, and unpopular.
All right, well, I do have a real Chuck Norris truism. Truism?
A truism?
A truism. I have a Chuck Norris truism.
Okay.
A truism here.
Yeah. He's,
you know those sayings about him?
This is something we learned at Pod Camp Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys went to that?
Yeah.
We're going. You know, I just saw the thing
in Boston too.
I just saw the thing advertising it like last Friday. You know, Pittsburgh's like only like 6 or 7 hours away from here.
Yeah, they only started advertising 7 weeks before the event. Next year there'll be a lot.
We were only the second podcast ever here in Pittsburgh. I mean, Pod Camp in Pittsburgh. Yeah,
right.
The one in Pittsburgh was the second one ever.
Boston was the first.
Yeah.
But those Chuck Norris sayings, now we've all read them on the internet.
The Chuck Norris saying.
Yeah. Right.
Do you guys have any clue what he's talking about?
Or we've got like 50 million forwards from like our mom on Chuck Norris saying.
Yeah, so you've read them.
Yeah.
He's putting out shirts with them now. Chuck Norris himself is licensing shirts with the sayings.
Ride the wave.
Yeah, totally. There's a new media goble.
Yeah.
Mogul. Why can't I speak today?
I don't know. What's your problem? Are you smoking medical marijuana?
He must be in Canada for... He must have been up in Canada a few times. I never really got Chuck Norris. I never really thought he was really badass or anything like that. I think he was just... He's just nothing. I hate to be honest.
Oh, shit. You are dead.
Yeah, you can't walk across that rice paper without tearing it up. What the fuck are you talking about? Kung Fu?
To me, Kung Fu. He's just not that interesting. I'm sorry.
Two words. Kung Fu.
David Carradine. He was in Kung Fu. Or the TV show, at least. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. That was David Carradine, not Chuck Norris. Well, fuck Chuck Norris, then. Sorry, must be the beer.
Must be the medical marijuana.
Is Travis the only sober one here today?
It's not the medical marijuana. I'm cramming for my urine test, man.
Oh, cramming for a urine test. That's awesome. Long live David Carradine, who is now doing commercials for, like, what is it? Some sort of a...
Yellow Pages.
Oh, Kung Fu is doing Yellow Page commercials. Oh, no. Yeah. Dude.
There's no racist undertones in that commercial.
He did from Kung Fu.
Bring it all back.
From Kung Fu to Kill Bill to Yellow Pages. You can't tell me his career is that washed up. Oh, boy.
Chuck Norris wrote the Yellow Pages.
Yeah.
Okay, moving forward.
Hey, have you ever had, since we're all on Skype here, have you ever had, like, somebody weird just out of the blue like send you like a thing trying to get like your contact information?
Yes.
I haven't.
I have.
There's a problem with my PayPal account?
Oh,
no, I mean,
no.
Not like spam mail, but like somebody, like I had some fanny something or other in Beijing, China, like send me a request for being my friend in Skype.
So you don't like Chinese fanny?
It's got you there.
You could say we've already alienated all the Asian listeners. Go ahead.
Go for it.
I'm just adding her for shits and giggles. See, if she calls me, then we'll just add her to the show.
Hey, there you go.
Why not?
Ooh, what is you doing? What's this podcast?
Says she speaks English.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh boy. Oh man, I remember this one time I was using I still use Yahoo Messenger. I had this one girl add me as a friend, and next thing you know, she was like, I got $5,000 I need to transfer for my account. Can I use your account? I'm like, no thank you. I appreciate the offer. No thanks. But if I do this, I'll be able to come to America and I'll be able to marry you. It's like, no. Thank you, I appreciate it, but I like my women who are a little more American. You know what I mean? Or Canadian, or Mexican. Just
as
not.
As long as they're wearing black lipstick and black lace skirt.
Fuck yeah, bitches. That's
it. Hey, there's Asian goth girls, too.
Oh, that's true.
Look at the Shibuya district. Shibuya. Yeah.
Shibuya.
Shibuya district.
Shibuya, bitches! There you go.
Tell you what, you go, if you went and walked around, like, in a decent-sized city in Japan, downtown for a couple of hours, you would be liking yourself some Asian women. Oh. I can guarantee it.
Oh.
Does that go for me too, Brian?
Well, you'd probably find something Asian that you like over there too.
A little Cajun?
Oh yeah, there's plenty.
Hmm. All the Cajuns look like girls, though.
That's interesting. Totally. Huh. I'll have to check that out sometime, yeah, because gothic women, yeah, totally got my interest. Yeah. You know what'd be really cool? You find some gothic women in Mexico. That'd be interesting.
Now that I've never seen.
I bet you it's possible.
It's totally possible.
Oh yeah.
Anything is possible. It's nothing completely. It's a matter of, yeah, if you believe. If you believe, little Travis, it can happen.
Just clap your hands if you believe in Mexican gothics.
I believe in gothic Mexicanas.
Oh, gothic Mexicanas, they wear the black makeup, but their skin's too dark.
Now, I've come across, like, hardcore lesbian Latinas before that are, like, fucking really rough and bumbly, kinda. But, I just haven't really seen the goth Latino chicks.
Oh, man.
Latina? Mm. What, Travis, is the fascination with one particular podcaster who's not gothic at all?
Yeah. I mean, like, her nose is pierced. That doesn't even qualify for goth. That could fall into emo.
Oh, by the way, that reminds me. Ever seen that podcast, Hope is Emo?
Yeah, it sucks.
I heard about
so,
it.
It's so
Isn't
pathetic.
Isn't it done by someone from like MTV or a major network?
Is it?
Yeah, that's what someone at Podcam mentioned.
It sucks?
It sucks, but I think that it's put out by the same guy who does Ask a Ninja, because I know it's on his same feed or channel or whatever over on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. But they have a lot of listeners at Ask a Ninja.
Oh, yeah.
asking
Ask a Ninja is a pretty decent, yeah, it's not bad. I can deal with Ask a Ninja.
But I think the, that's hosted by a woman, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Not Ask a Ninja, the Hope is Emo. I believe I heard that she was from traditional media. She's a ringer, basically.
I like to, I like to know what she really looks like, though, because I know that's a wig she's wearing. It's obvious. But I just like to know what she really looks like.
Yeah, she doesn't look like that. She's not a suicide girl. She probably doesn't even have a real tattoo.
Right. I know that nose piercing of hers is obviously fake.
Yeah, it's a clip-on.
That's pretty sad, guys.
Yeah. It's pretty sad when you're wearing a clip-on nose piercing.
Clip-on piercing is like, it's kind of cool, but I'm too much of a pussy to get the real thing, so.
I mean, just get the fucking, just get it fucking done.
Right.
Go to the mall and, like, get it done. Yeah.
I had my ear piercing done when I was 14. My then girlfriend was my first girlfriend. She actually took me to this one place. I forgot the name of it. I think it was Claire's.
The Piercing Pagoda?
No. But anyways, I was like, no, I don't want a piercing. I don't want to. She's like, oh, come on, I'll pay for it. It's like, no. So I finally ended up saying, all right, go ahead. And 1, 2, 3, it was in and out there in about 5 minutes. Didn't feel a thing.
That's like sex with a prostitute.
Yeah, I guess you could.
And DJ G knows.
Because I am one.
Yeah.
Hey, $50, man, for a certain job. Anyways, moving on. I did get my eyebrow pierced a couple years ago, though. I don't have it anymore.
The eyebrow? Why not?
It got infected. So,
you gotta keep that shit clean.
Dude, I tried keeping it clean, but I don't know what happened. It just somehow got infected. He gave me this salt. I used that, but it still got infected anyway, so I don't know what...
Salt?
It's some sort of a sea salt. I forgot what it was. I had to mix it up with water or something like that. It's supposed to keep it clean that way, but it still got infected.
You need something that, like, deals with, like, cleaning bacteria off of things.
Right.
To deal with cleaning piercings. I mean, salt in a piercing just does not sound like a lot of fun.
That's probably why I got infected. And
would it get infected like shortly after you got it pierced? Because you hadn't been keeping it clean enough? Like before it had totally healed?
Shortly afterwards I got it done, it started like burning and started hurting like crazy, even though I was cleaning the fuck out of it, but it still got pretty bad.
Did you go like call up the place that you got it done with? Done at?
No, I never.
Ask them for.
I wish I would have.
You know, that's like what you need to do. I mean, they know exactly what you need to get for it, and to do to take care of it. I mean, any reputable piercing place would tell you what you need to do to keep stuff clean.
Yeah.
Whether they'd done the piercing or not. I mean, and actually, if they hadn't done the piercing and you're having a problem with it, they'd be even happier to tell you what you needed to do to keep it clean, because it'd be able to be just like rubbing salt in the other place's wounds. Yeah.
Right.
Which is what you were doing if you were putting some kind of fucking salt in your piercing. Ouch.
Yeah, but he told me to mix up with some sort of a water solution. And I did that, but hell. But anyways, to make a long story short.
I don't know. When I got my piercings done, they gave me, like, good antibacterial stuff to, like, clean it on a regular basis, like, a couple times a day.
Yeah.
You know, as you go through the healing process. That's just what you have to do.
Yeah. But to make a long story short, I took it out, and you would be able to see where the piercing was in my eyebrow, because there's a bald spot in the eyebrow itself where there's actually no hair on that eyebrow, so. But I like to get it redone and hopefully have some better results. Probably go to a different place this time.
I'd wait till you get that infection out of your ear.
Well, yeah. Yeah, totally.
You might.
Are you rubbing salt on your ear, too? Yeah, rub some salt on it. Salt on that ear. Make it all good.
No, but I have dumped peroxide inside of my ear, thinking that would help.
peroxide doesn't do shit.
Why were you dyeing your ear hair?
Yeah, peroxide's not gonna do jack. Did you, like, go see, like, you know, you can stop in at, like, a pharmacy, talk to a pharmacist, and they will, like, point you in the direction of something that's, like, off the shelf.
Yeah, they have, like, that ball that you can, like, put in your ear, and it, like, squeezes out, like, any stuff you have in there.
Yeah, there's some pretty good stuff that they've got for cleaning bacteria off, you know, that's dealing with infections. You don't necessarily, I mean, if you can't afford to go to a doctor, I mean, go talk to somebody who can help you out with it. I mean, they have to know everything that's on the shelves there, and they'll point you in the right direction. It beats the hell out of suffering. Fuck.
That's true. Yeah, because everybody's been telling me about that ball you were talking about, saying I should try that instead of going to the doctor.
Yeah.
Because my biggest fear is whatever is not draining in my ear is on my eardrum. Yeah. And Actually, Brian, I think you brought this up to me in the Rumor Girl forums, that if this doesn't get cleared up, I probably would end up losing hearing in my ear. I think you told me that.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to end up losing the hearing in your ear. I mean, already you're to the point where it's affecting your daily life, you know, and go get the shit taken care of. I mean, even if you have to end up, like, biting the bullet and going and seeing a doctor to get, like, a good antibiotic, which is probably what you're to the point of needing, is a decent antibiotic to take care of it.
Right. That's what I'm going to do tomorrow, so.
You got to look out for your health, man.
Exactly. I mean, maybe that same antibiotic will actually take care of my freaking throat and my voice, because as you can tell, I still don't sound 100% better. Oh, I hate this.
It's all interrelated. Do you have, like, a freaking free clinic around there or something like that?
I heard there's this one place that's in Morrison, Illinois. It's, like, about half hour away. And it's one of those kinds of clinics that you don't have to have an appointment. You can just walk right in. And they'll say, okay, you know, the doctor will be with you shortly. And they'll take care of you. And I heard that it's supposed to be reasonably cheap. And they've got some sort of a payment plan. So.
Yeah, just follow the prostitutes.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they deal with infections all the time.
Yeah, and you'll get free condoms, too.
Oh, jeez.
And you can't beat that.
Put this over your ear next time you go swimming.
Yeah.
But it has lubrication. What the hell? Oh, boy. Excuse me a second. All right, there we go.
One of my roommates, when I was in college, she used to go to some public place or whatever where you could go get your regular physical and everything else, because she had pretty limited income and she was putting herself through school, basically starving artist kind of person. And but it was cool because whenever she went for her checkups and stuff like that, she'd come home with like a fucking grocery bag full of condoms and all kinds of other good stuff.
No wonder she was going to the doctor all the time.
Yeah.
Now, was she going to the doctor or going to a screening of the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Nah, she was going to the doctor. Okay. It was during the day.
Oh, okay.
They don't do the Rocky Horror Picture Show during the day.
Well, yeah, I kind of figured. I'm somehow starting to get obsessed with that movie. I don't know why. You see it on TV. If you haven't seen it in a long time, you see it on TV thinking, fuck, I want to get the DVD. And goddamn, I want to go to a midnight screening.
I can't watch any movie on TV. I mean, A, they cut it to shit.
No,
you know, you've got a commercial every, like, 7 or 8 minutes, you get to watch 5 minutes of commercials.
Plus, they have to.
Didn't I already say BitTorrent?
But if you BitTorrent a movie, that's quite a big file, and it takes a while, depending on your connection.
It's not bad. Yeah, it may take a day or something like that. I mean, it depends on all of what's up on it.
Right. Because when I used to use Kazaa, I used to...
Oh, don't use Kazaa.
Obviously, I don't do that anymore because I think they've gone under. But I used to download those CKY videos that Bam Margera used to do.
That who?
Bam Margera.
Bam from Jackass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I used to download those videos, and, you know, that was kind of cool. Of course, it took, like, a good chunk of the day, but it was well worth it when I went to watch it.
Yeah, and it was screwed if your parents picked up the phone.
Thank God for a DSL broadband. Yeah. This concludes part one of this episode of The Unradio Show. Part two coming soon.